In short, I can admire you, and comfortably go with you while playing a role I only partly understand, but I still catch glimpses of other aspects of your life that are surrounded by involvements and secrets that, alone on board, my companions and I can't share. And even when our hearts could beat with yours, moved by some of your griefs, or stirred by your deeds of courage and genius, we've had to stifle even the slightest token of that sympathy that arises at the sight of something fine and good, whether it comes from friend or enemy. All right, then. It's this feeling of being alien to your deepest concerns that makes our situation unacceptable, impossible, even impossible for me, but especially for Ned Land. Every man, by virtue of his very humanity, deserves fair treatment. Have you considered how a love of freedom and hatred of slavery could lead to plans of vengeance in a temperament like the Canadian's? What he might think, attempt, endeavor? I fell silent. Captain Nemo stood up. Ned Land can think, attempt, or endeavor anything he wants. What difference is it to me? I didn't go looking for him. I don't keep him on board for my pleasure. As for you, Professor Aronnax, you're a man able to understand anything, even silence. I have nothing more to say to you. Let this first time you've come to discuss the subject also be the last, because the second time I won't even listen.